How do you perceive the history of the Vancouver Five in the world history of anarchism in British Columbia?
The Vancouver Five, or the groups that they were, you know, a part of, Direct Action and the Women's Fire Brigade, they were a very important part of the anarchist movement, the anarchist history in the province here on the West Coast. They came out of a very, very radical movement. Like, Vancouver at the time was, you know, one of the most active anarchist movements in North America, certainly in Canada. And, you know, one of the things that informed that movement also was Indigenous solidarity again. Like, the Leonard Peltier Solidarity Group first started here in Vancouver, and a lot of people from the American Indian movement came to the city here, and they were having regular protests, and they really influenced the radical movement here, including the anarchist movement. And the Direct Action Group in particular, their focus on ecological defense, the BC Hydro substation that they bombed in the early 1980s, I mean, that was like very advanced in a sense of what are the priorities of resistance. You know, they were identifying the environment as a priority, because without the environment, without the land and fresh water, you know, life cannot sustain itself. So they were very advanced in that sense. But also at the same time, they had underestimated the capacity of the state and its security forces in terms of surveillance and repression. So through their eventual arrests and whatnot and trial, the anarchist movement learned a lot about the level of surveillance and repression that the state was capable of. So it was a very important lesson, an important example, but also a very important lessons were learned from that whole time. And in Vancouver, the movement suffered a lot of repression from police harassment and arrests and whatnot. And it kind of dampened the movement a little bit, certainly. But these are necessary in a struggle. Like, you have to go through these phases, like every movement does. And when resistance groups first start out, they may be inexperienced or somewhat naive. And it's only through struggle that you actually learn. And so, I mean, I think it was a very important contribution.